Just about 1 month to go before the start of the 2020 state fiscal year. An approved budget should be in place by October 1st. But agreement on a new budget has so far eluded Governor Whitmer and the GOP-led legislature, hung up on the major snag of how to fund road repairs. The Democratic governor says she will not sign a budget that doesn't include a real plan to fix the roads. And she says the Republicans haven't offered up any viable options. Well, we turn now to the Speaker of the State House, the representative from the 107th District, Speaker Lee Chatfield. Welcome to Stateside.
Good afternoon, Cynthia. It's a pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for taking time. Well, the governor is calling on Republicans to publicly release an alternative plan to pay for road repairs. She says that hasn't happened. Why not? Why haven't you done that yet?
So we've had many ongoing conversations with the governor over the past couple of months with the majority leader, the governor, and myself, and we've had much progress in those conversations and negotiations. As you mentioned in the opening of this line here was that the budget is being held up because we can't agree on roads. What I'll tell you is this. The governor proposed a budget at the very beginning of the year. Subsequently, the House and the Senate both passed their own budgets. And rather than just playing politics and putting a budget on the governor's desk, we promised to work with her in the coming months to continue to try to find a way where we can reach a roads solution. However, there is a point, Cynthia, that you reach. As you noted, we have 30 days left to get the budget finished. It reaches a point where we need to continue on with the budget without having a 45-cent gas tax. And I think we're getting to that point where we need to move forward with the budget so our schools and the people can have a budget that they were promised. Now, we can still move forward with the budget and continue having a conversation on roads. And I think that needs to happen. And I think the governor needs to not hold the budget process hostage because of our unwillingness to tax every driver 45 cents more. I think there's other options. We're talking about those options. And I think other things need to happen before we dip back into the pockets of the people.
Well, and certainly there's if people want to know if you've got a plan. Are there any details you could share with us?
Well, the biggest detail is something that's not private. It's something that actually was passed in the House budget back in June. And the biggest component, Cynthia, is this. I said from day one, I will not have a conversation about taxing the drivers in our state more until every penny that's paid in taxes at the pump is a penny that goes towards roads. Most people assume that when you fill up your tank and you pay taxes, that all of that money goes to roads. Matter of fact, that's not accurate. Michigan is only one of two states that charges sales tax on gasoline. Now, in Michigan, the sales tax is constitutionally required to go to other areas.
So, like schools.
Schools and local units of government. Mm-hmm. So in the House budget, we actually dedicated nearly $900 million of revenue that's normally paid in sales tax at the pump. We directed that to roads without raising taxes. Now, the follow-up question, which it should be, is this. Well, how are you going to backfill education? Can you do that without cutting schools? So as a matter of fact, in our House budget that's public and was passed, was voted on, was debated, we directed $900 million to roads without raising taxes, and we actually gave a larger per-pupil increase in our budget than the governor even proposed. So what we've proven is this. We can fund roads, we can fund education without having to raise taxes. Now, Cynthia, the governor proposed a $2.5 billion tax increase. $1.9 billion went to roads. We passed a $900 million plan. So there's got to be room to meet in the middle. We have talked about several options on how we can do that, what new revenue might be needed to get there. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're making progress. We're getting closer. We haven't had an agreement yet, but we need to keep working day and night. There is a point where we've got to get the budget done. That's our constitutional requirement. We can't hold schools as an object. We can't hold schools hostage because roads aren't done.
And to the point of these negotiations, the Detroit News reported today that the leading Democrat in the House, Christine Griggs, says Governor Whitmer's 45-cent gas tax is an extreme that likely won't happen. What does her stance and that statement mean for these negotiations, both on the budget and on road repair?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'll let the press and obviously, you know, the governor and minority leader figure those things out on where that puts it. I will tell you, I agree with this statement that the 45 gas tax is extreme, and I agree with the statement that it's likely not to happen. This doesn't have to be a Republican-only plan. This doesn't have to be a Democrat-only plan. The fact is, we've been underfunding our roads for 30 years in the state of Michigan. And, Cynthia, I think rather than looking at the symptom of the problem, which is our roads are in poor condition, we have to look at the root of the problem. And that is that all taxes paid at the pump aren't going to roads. That's a core element of any plan that we pass needs to have that. So I agree the 45-cent plan is too extreme, but there's got to be a middle ground. So we're working with the governor to find it, and hopefully we can get something done before it's too late, before our roads need even more funding to be fixed. And we need to get this budget done in 30 days. We will have a budget on the governor's desk before September 30th.
Let's take a listen to a bit of what Governor Whitmer said on Wednesday about the ongoing negotiations over road repairs.
We have to have a real solution. This pretending that money's in a budget that they couldn't find the last 8 years of complete Republican control, but now is supposedly theirs, phony. I'm not buying it. The public doesn't buy it.
So does she have a point? Why didn't Republicans find all the money needed to maintain our roads during the 8 years the party controlled Lansing? Why are we still talking about this?
Well, because we've had 30 years of underinvestment in our infrastructure. If we want to just simply look at the facts, under Governor Snyder's leadership, road funding increased by over 40% in just 8 years. Think about that. What was pre-Snyder, we took all the money we were putting in roads and we increased it by 40%. That is not an insignificant number. We're funding roads at an all-time high in our state. Now, it's not Governor Whitmer's fault, and it's not even Republican leaders' fault that are currently serving. We had 30 years of underinvestment. So are we funding roads at an all-time high? Yes. Is this the governor's number one priority? Yes. Are we committed to working with her? Yes. So there's got to be a middle ground. And Cynthia, I'm a firm believer that these negotiations can happen in conversations. I normally, it's not my style to simply play it out in the press and point fingers, but I will tell you this. If we're willing to come off of the fringes, if we're willing to come off from our insistence on a 45-cent gas tax and actually meet in the middle, we are there. And those solutions are being talked about. And because of that, Cynthia, I am very optimistic we're going to have a roads plan. We're going to have an agreement. It might not be everything I want. I can tell you it might not be everything the governor wants. But we need a plan that works for the people. But we cannot hold the budget process hostage because we don't have a road deal yet. I don't think that's right. Our schools need certainty. The people need certainty, so let's make sure we can walk and chew gum at the same time and have both conversations.
Speaker Chatfield, the governor has been very clear from right during her campaign, fixing the roads was the number one problem, in her view, the state needs to address. Michigan, though, has a lot of problems that need fixing. Do you agree with her the road should be at the top of the priority list? I mean, what are your priorities?
Well, I think infrastructure certainly is one of the top priorities of what government needs to fund. And that's why we've spent so much time working on it. To reiterate a point I made earlier, Cynthia, The House and Senate passed budgets months ago. We could have simply just moved forward and put the budget on her desk, but we're trying not to be like Washington. I think D.C. is full of dysfunction. And even as a Republican, I understand that the success of our state means the success of Governor Whitmer, and I'm committed to that. I want to see her succeed. So infrastructure certainly is a top priority. But we worked in a bipartisan way collectively to lower the cost of car insurance this year. And that was a reform that had eluded our state for 30 years. And we proved you can get things done in divided government. The fact is Governor Whitmer and I are either going to share in the blame for nothing getting done, or we can share in the credit for things getting done. And I'd much rather the latter. Car insurance has been a big focus. We tackled that. Roads has been a big focus. I'll tell you this. We've also worked with our counterparts across the other side of the aisle, with the Attorney General's office, with the Governor's office, to tackle some big criminal justice reforms this year. Criminal justice reforms that Michigan was an outlier in, and we've been debating for 20 years. So we can focus on the disagreement on roads right now, and I understand that, and people may be worried, and we need to come up with a solution. But we've accomplished a lot together, and that's what's feeding, ultimately, my optimism, Cynthia. That we're going to have a deal here soon.
Thinking long term, what about public transit, Speaker Chatfield? Is that on your mind? It certainly would, you know, get people off the roads. It would reduce wear and tear.
Yeah, I think it's certainly something that's a part of the overall roads conversation, right? When we're having the conversation about roads, we have to talk about who's using our roads potentially that isn't paying for them. What areas of revenue can we look to increase that's fair and equitable, rather than just simply going back to people's pockets because it's the simplest and easiest thing to do. The public transit, you get into, Cynthia, a regional argument. Obviously, I'm from northern Michigan. Mm-hmm. I represent two counties in the Upper Peninsula. I represent two counties in the Lower Peninsula. This is a regional issue, and I know many of these regional ideas are being fought and debated locally. You know, you look at the southeast side, they're having these transit fights too, and they are dealing with these at the county level. It needs to be a part of the statewide conversation. I'm happy to do it. It's not necessarily a part of any road deal that we're debating right now, but I do understand the need for some regional areas to enhance it, and I think that they should be able to deal with that locally.
Briefly, what, if any, are differences that might yet to be ironed out between the House and the Senate or even among Republicans?
I mean, right now, you know, if fixing roads and getting the amount of funding that was necessary to fix the roads was easy, right, it would have been done 20 years ago. And I think we've taken many positive steps to fixing our roads. We've taken many positive steps to increasing funding. Again, we're funding at record levels. We've increased dramatically over the past 5 years. But if we need an extra $1 billion, if we need an extra 1.5, that's a big sticky point. How do you get it? But secondly, Cynthia, a part of the conversation that gets overlooked is the distribution. The new money that gets put into the pot to fix the roads, where does that money need to go? Are roads in northern Michigan as bad as they are in southeast Michigan? So that's a big part of the conversation we're still having to ensure that people aren't being taxed to fix roads in another part of the state. I think we need to treat people fairly. And we also need to look, as a state, which roads need to be fixed more. And then third, Cynthia, the question of, can we make the tough but right decision to dedicate every penny paid in taxes at the pump to go to roads? I'm committed to doing that. It's the right policy. Had we been doing that the last 20 years, we wouldn't be in this spot. So those are the big three sticking points. But we're going to continue working on it. We're going to continue in negotiations. I'm optimistic we're going to have a good solution here soon.
We've been speaking live with Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield. Speaker, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.